Yeah. What do we compete for? What do we bring? We learn from Elite Four, soon to be king. Now we in complete form. This is our thing. The people who we speak for. Bada bing, bada boom. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. My name is Jimma Banks, the host of our PvP podcast, and it's episode 13, where we discuss Pokemon Go news and hype. Charge TM's Niantic. It's not okay anymore. The Rose Cup has been announced, Orlando Mega Tournament, and don't spoof with my week in Pokemon Go. Bada bing, bada boom, it's Wednesday, happy hump day. Shout out to all of you trying to get through your week of work, your week of school, your busy schedule. And shout out to all of the Patreons for Jimma Banks and our PvP podcast. That's Alan, Brian, Chad, Chris, Dr. Tito, Law, the one and only Shagnus, and Sweetums, who is helping host the Mega Tournament in Portland in February. That's with his team, his community. Shout out Portland. You eight have done a lot for me. I really appreciate the support that you've given the channel, the podcast. Thank you, Patreons. It really means a lot to me. Chia chia. Niantic had some hype for us today. Hype is an understatement. Effective right now in-game. This is stuff that happened after the excitement that I had for this section, right? So we were going to talk about a few things, but first, effective right now in the game, the Pokemon with the highest attack stat will win the CMP tie. Before, the CMP tie was random. That's charge move priority. If you and your opponent both have a charge move at the same time, it was random who got the charge move off first. Now, it's whichever Pokemon has the highest attack stat. That is live in-game now. Also effective now, the buffs and the debuffs are now cleared when you switch a Pokemon out. Example, Medicham builds up its attack power from Power Up Punch. If you sub the Pokemon, if you sub Medicham out and then bring it back in, its attack is no longer boosted. So that's pretty big. Also right now with some of the mechanic changes, QSA is gone. If you don't know what QSA, it doesn't matter. It's gone. And this means Go Battle League should be here by next episode. We hoped it would be out last episode by today's episode. Now we're hoping again. So much is changing in the code. We see it all over Twitter. Those data miners are popping out info for us. It's getting us real hype. So chia chia. And then some more hype today. You want to catch an unknown? Is it close to home? Now you should know I'm talking about Safari Zone. And four lucky cities. Four big cities, Taiwan, St. Louis, Liverpool, and Philadelphia. Congratulations to all of those cities earning a Safari Zone. And maybe Liverpool is the winner for the best Pokemon, the PvP Pokemon regional. So Liverpool will get Relicanth, and that's pretty cool. We had Montreal Safari Zone recently in Canada, and Tropius was spawning, so that was great for PvP, so that was huge. So I know Liverpool will be happy to be collecting Relicanth, and the regional is not yet mentioned in the for the Philadelphia Safari Zone, so we'll have to wait and see. Taiwan is interesting because you do not have to pay, you do not have to buy a ticket, you just have to be in the city of Taiwan, whereas St. Louis, Liverpool, and Philadelphia, you have to purchase a ticket, and then you'll go to the location and be able to enjoy Safari Zone. Now, I'm down and doing my best to go to Philadelphia because it's the closest. It's within driving distance, so I won't have to pay for a flight. And it has amazing PvP potential, big tournament potential. You know, Valorash and House Stark live in Pennsylvania, so we'll probably see Toshi and Arrow pop up. I'm predicting some Ghost Stadium involvement, some Ghost Stadium hype in Philly, so that's awesome. And it's close enough where some of my fellow Canadians can get there also. So I hope to see you there. I hope to be able to make it to St. Louis. That's also within driving distance, kind of. It's pretty far, actually. But yeah, a lot of good stuff. And then also what was announced after all of those great Safari Zone dates, Community Day, February. They are running out of options. You know, there's only so many starters and so many Pokemon in 10K eggs. And we're seeing the first ever vote. You may vote for the Pokemon that will be featured for the February Community Day. We have four options. And you'll be voting by completing field research February 1st to 3rd. So, you know, I'm not actually going to be like voting responsibly. If I'm out playing, I'm probably just going to complete all of the field research like I normally do. But here are your options. You've got Vulpix with Weather Ball. Weather Ball is an attack that is only known currently by cast forms. And Kanto Vulpix will learn the Fire Weather Ball. Alolan Vulpix will learn the Ice Weather Ball. Machop, aka Machamp, will learn exclusive move Payback, which is a move not currently in the game. It's a dark type attack that will give you some coverage against those psychics. And I personally want Machop, but based on the votes right now on the internet, it doesn't look like it's going to be Machop. We have Rhyhorn. Rhyhorn, once evolved into Rhyperior, will learn its signature move, Rock Wrecker, which is a rock charge move that will do a lot of damage. And then you have Dratini. Now, at first, Dratini was like, what? We already have Dratini. I was worried that we would get Dratini because I don't need that shiny. But Dragonite will learn Superpower, which is a fighting charge move that will give Dragonite some coverage against some rock Pokemon, do better against some ice Pokemon. Pretty interesting. And hopefully Niantic just gives us all four, maybe creates some excitement and hype and gives us all four. But the other part of me is thinking, like, they're not going to give us all four because if they do a voting system in the future, we won't take it serious because they're just going to hook us up anyway. But Niantic will promise to play your game, will complete field researches, just make it possible. It looks like the most popular one is Rhyhorn. Now, it's still early. You can go vote on our PvP podcast Twitter. We've got a poll going for 3 days. It does seem like Rhyhorn and Vulpix are the immediate clear-cut like winners. They're racing ahead. They're almost about to lap Machop and Dratini. But I want Machamp because I want one for Great League and Ultra League, and I evolved all of my Dratinis, like my 200 IV Dratinis, in December for that Community Day for the year-end event. So I do know that the shiny flex in Great League is not as powerful if there's been a Community Day for it, but I'll take a Machamp in both, a shiny Machamp in both Great and Ultra League. So pretty cool stuff. Very unique. So much going on in game just today and Wednesday. I forgot to, or almost forgot to mention the Lunar event, which will be going from January 24th to February 3rd. And that means red Pokemon like Charmeleon, Vulpix, Parasect, Voltorb, Jinx, Magmar, Magikarp, Flareon, Slugma, Wurmple, shiny Wurmple, that'd be cool, Corphish, Cricketot, and Fungus will be frequently spawning in the wild. Now, I like the idea of Wurmple, and I immediately thought, well, Magikarp is orange. But you'll see Gyarados also spawn in the wild, and you'll have a chance for it to be shiny. The odds of that happening probably won't be very high, but that would be cool, getting a shiny Gyarados in the wild. And if that's not enough shiny spawns for you, because that's what I thought, if I'm casually playing, I catch everything, but I want some shiny opportunities. What will also be spawning, because I think it's the year of the rat, should have double checked that before I said it, we'll have Rattata, Pikachu, Sandshrew, both Nidorans, Sentret, Zigzagoon, Plusle, Minun, Patrat. Those will spawn in the wild, so those are some shinies that we'll be able to get if we're out catching or grinding some dust for your next local tournament. Pretty cool. So a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff happening in-game. And I wasn't that excited about the Lunar event, but I like these next three things that I'm about to mention. Don't forget that you'll have a better percentage chance to become lucky friends with one of your best friends on your list. When you trade a Pokemon, it has a higher chance of becoming lucky, which is good if you're trading a lot of Pokemon. I'll look to trade some more during the event. And then some of us will get some rare candies from just opening gifts. Now, some of you PvP players, you're not very good at opening gifts. You get to Ultra Friend, you leave it. Let's be best friends. Make sure you set an alarm and open those gifts and get yourself some rare candies. And yeah, especially open my gifts. Now, I'm guilty of not opening your gifts sometimes, but I got that alarm set, so I'm usually opening up. Yeah. Now, yes, Niantic, I'm going to have to get real with you. I praised you for everything that we just talked about, but you need to give us more charge TMs until you fix the charge TM mechanic. Please. Listen, please, ASAP, do it right now. I know you guys have a lot on your plate right now, but we mentioned this in October, the very first episode of the PvP podcast, and we said we've been to tournaments where our opponents have not had the right moves because they don't have enough charge TMs. Now, what the ideal scenario is for you to change the charge move mechanic so we can just select the charge move that we want. Right now, some players are spending 5 to 10 charge TMs and not even getting the move that they want, or after, you know, 7 or 8, they're getting the move they want, and that's just too many based on the drop rate. I personally have done a lot of raids lately, like a lot of Heatran. I may have done some Party Hat, Wobbuffets, and Timbers, which, you know, it's understandable why I'm not getting charge TMs from those level 1 and 2 raids, but level 5 raids, you need to be hooking us up. Because I've used them all. I plan to do some raids this Sunday, but I've used them all, and I didn't really unlock a lot of moves on different Pokemon because literally it took 7 TMs for me to get, you know, a specific move. And, like, getting Body Slam on Snorlax is almost impossible. It feels like Mewtwo again. So we really do love that you're adding new moves in PvP. You're giving us variety, diverse battles, right? Sinister, I mentioned, we brought it up in October, which was the Sinister Cup. You did amazing. It added new moves, quick and charge moves for Steelix. You know, the nerf to Power Up Punch made Dynamic Punch more viable. So we had reason to change and test a lot of charge moves for PvP, but it's just too many charge TMs wasted. So I understand you did good and gave us charge TMs in level 4s, but it's not enough. I don't mean to get so mean and blunt with you, Niantic, but I know you're listening to the community and you need to change this ASAP. I personally don't know how difficult it is to just change and give us more items at raids. And I don't know how difficult it is to just change the charge move mechanic to allow us to select the move, but you need to figure something out, especially with Go Battle League about to drop. Thank you for the talk, Niantic. The Rose Cup. It was announced, and did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be seen? That's Kissed by a Rose, Seal. Seal is not eligible for this cup. It's the first ever color cup by Seal. Don't be fooled by the pretty colors. These roses have thorns. Build your team with pink, red, purple, and gray Pokemon and dazzle your opponent with the full spectrum of your skill. Mine those banned types, mythical, legendaries, no Bastiodon, and those water types won't be joining us this month. Shinies can save you here. The main focus must be on the original color of the Pokemon, and if that gets confusing, don't worry. You just go to PvPoke and look at the rankings. So if you don't know, now you know. PvPoke is the best spot to check the rankings, percentages, in the metas for all of these cups, right? So top 10, you've got Machamp standing at the top of the mountain, a Pokemon that I need with some of the new moves, all right? We've brought, Niantic brought back Cross Chop. They've made close combat relevant. So another need for those extra charge TMs, but very cool to have Machamp at the top of the list, followed by Gliscor, Blaziken, Medicham, Skarmory, Alolan Marowak, Charizard, Steelix is good, Probopass, Sableye. That's your PvPoke top 10. Keep in mind that these can slightly change throughout the month. Things get adjusted according to real life, real facts. And, you can step outside the top 10. I feel like the meta doesn't go too far down the list. I think you're going to need a charmer, right? So on the 14th and 15th slot, you've got a charm user like Wigglytuff or Clefable. Now, it's interesting because Wigglytuff, I think, will resist the ghost damage. I know Clefable will resist the fighting damage, but charmers are pretty powerful, so they hurt. And Sableye and Medicham both max out at level 40, and they both can be your best buddies, making them level 41 Pokemon and staying under 1500 CP. Now, if you have an earlier tournament, a mid-month tournament, and you want to start making sure that that Pokemon is best friends with you, you can do it in 15 days if you use Poffins. Some of you are like, what? Poffins? No way, Jose. Get out of here, bro. But if you do use Poffins, if you don't want to use Poffins and you just interact with your buddy the right way, you should be able to be best buddy with Sableye or Medicham by the end of February. So get on that. And honestly, the level 41 Medicham won't flip any matchups from what I'm seeing and being told. But, you know, having a more powerful Sableye can't hurt. And it will be a good flex also because I've got a hundo to make my best buddy. So yeah, great look at the cup. We'll see how it unfolds as we see some tournaments happening. It's not even February yet, right? Some of you still have big Fusion Cups. So let's talk about Fusion Cups. The tournament results, Orlando Mega Tournament, Victory Road PvP, Linden Ryu, Speediest Chief, Cochino Mum, JT Valor, Jay Angles. There's probably some other names there that helped with this. The Florida community is big and thriving and actually very powerful. Hashtag get wrecked. But yeah, I heard it was a successful tournament. I did not make it down there. You know it's hype when Ghost Stadium is streaming with Jafer Mackis and Squawk Dirty Timmy shoutcasting. It wouldn't be a mega tournament without King. And yeah, a lot of positive things that I've heard about the Orlando Mega Cup. Shout out to the battlers, because that's what we want to know, who came out on top. And we had Canada's very own CCO for the win versus Valorash, both going into the 8th round, 7-0. Now, this tournament went 8 rounds. You know, it was questionable if it would get to 9 rounds, which is very hard to do, but weather did play its part in stopping some other battlers from making it to this tournament. Lemon Lime could not make it. He went 9-0 in California's mega tournament last month, looking to repeat and win back-to-back mega tournaments. The weather was not good. There was a lot of snowy areas. Shiny Hunter Ben from Chicago also had his flight canceled, and it was just not possible for some battlers to make it. But again, the stage was set. CCO for the win. Valorash, everyone's fan favorite, comes out on top as a very close and hard-fought tournament by both battlers. Valorash defeats CCO for the win for his biggest tournament win ever, as far as his first time going 8-0. Very proud of him. We've seen him be very successful. He came so close to winning the, I think, 7-round tournament in New York, where he lost in the final round. So this is his first big win for the season. Season 2, jumping up the leaderboards, and it was great to see him and Squawk Dirty to me talk on the Ghost Stadium Twitch channel just to kind of celebrate that moment. A lot of great gifts were donated by Ghost Stadium. And again, a shout out to Victory Road PvP and everyone who set up that tournament. Now, there was some hype going on in Cali. Last week, we heard about and talked about a tournament where Pokemaster Holly would be Dark Matter Wolf. There'd be music, comedians, a PvP tournament, and they raised over $400 for cystic fibrosis, which is amazing. We wanted to talk about, you know, the cause and what they raised money for, and I was absolutely shocked that there was only 18 people that battled in this tournament, and I mean, I would have went just to see Holly, and that would have been cool. So that was a four-way tie. I'm not going to name names because you guys got to go undefeated. I'm not going to list all names because another tournament I found out about in California, in Modesto, California, was another five-way tie, 81-person tournament. Best and West was there. There was a lot of great, powerful battlers in California, but that was also, I believe, a five-way tie. So it was a seven-rounder, a lot of six and ones. So a lot of people, again, jumping up the ranks, the world ranks in Orlando in these Cali tournaments. And I wish I could have participated in some of them because it did look like a lot of fun. I saw it posted on social media, on the gram and Twitter. So yeah, shout out to Fusion Cup. We've got a couple more weeks. We're about halfway. Oh, well, we've got about another week of solid tournaments. And then it's on to the Rose Cup. Don't spoof. Just don't spoof. It's been a hot topic. Not necessarily for PvP, right? In other communities, in the Verified 40 and 100 mil group. You know, right now the community is on fire right now. Not just our PvP world. Our PvP world is suffering because of some of these findings of people being shadow banned for using an altered version of the game. Now, I come from a background, a playstyle of grinding and watching the numbers go up. Catches, dust, berries, XP. Many of my peers that were in the grinding world have stopped grinding like that and put that effort into PvP for the love of the game. Now, recently we found out a way to determine if someone is shadow banned for using an altered version of the game. If you have an EX Pass invite and you attempt to send it to one of your Ultra friends, it will either allow you to hit OK send or cancel because you don't really want to send it. So you can go through your list and check this, and if you hit send the pass and it gives you an error, it means they're shadow banned for using an altered version of the game. So this is a reminder not to spoof. This has, like I said, divided parts of the community in PvP and in Pokemon Go in general. Now it is important to remember that all this is a game that I take very seriously. I don't spoof. I don't approve of spoofing. But people are human beings at the end of the day. And some of the things that are being said and done remind me of my local scene and partially why my city is divided in between communities because of some of the bullying from accusations of spoofing. Correct accusations, like real findings, and then also false accusations, lies, and all this just terrible stuff. So, you know, this type of topic has affected me personally in that sense. Like I said, having a divided community is not good, but it is what it is. But don't spoof. And, you know, when you go to a Sylph tournament, you're acknowledging that you are not using altered versions of this game and you're not spoofing. I did have an EX pass and I did check everyone on my list. And some of you battlers are currently shadow banned for what we just talked about. So, again, I say, remember that it's just a game or people are humans for the human aspect of it, not to forgive what they did, but to not destroy them as their character or not, you know, I don't know if you call it, a lot of people are using the term witch hunt or, you know, there's going to be some punishments going forward, but, whatever your belief is, it's important to just still treat people like humans. And it is also important to follow the rules, the TOS of the game. So that's what I got to say about that. Don't spoof. My week in Pokemon Go was pretty fun, right? We had some gameplay. I had a fun weekend overall. So we had my local PvP tournament, which I did not win. I went 3-1 and made a very bad mistake in game one of the third round where my opponent showed his cards. He showed his wish cash. And in the middle of the match, instead of bringing in my Probo Pass, I left my Probo Pass, which had to fight the Wish Cash at the end of the battle. So I knew that, and that was a mental check. I won game two, and then I lost a very close game three. So again, the poor play or the slip-ups are costing me tournament wins, and I had a lot of fun still. It was our biggest tournament turnout ever. I credit that to the District Beta having an actual location, and I owe it to some of those communities that I mentioned were divided came together this weekend, and we almost had a five-round tournament. So that's what we'll be pushing for next month, and that's what we will be you know, we're having a fun tournament this Friday just to kind of allow people to get more practice with the Pokemon they spent Stardust on and maybe go over some mechanics with some friends in this game. The very next day was Piplup Community Day. I joined my non-PvP friends, my Team Mystic homies that I've been playing with for a long time, for a couple years now. And I got to hang out and I caught 738 catches in 3 hours. I took those screenshots for proof of my numbers. 33 shinies caught in 3 hours. That's 31 Piplups, 33 shinies. And I got some okay PvP IVs. You would think with that many catches I would have got better, but it's okay. A lot of Stardust earned. And then just chilling at home. My first ever shiny Skarmory caught in the wild at 7 p.m. House shiny. And then 3 hours later, 10 p.m., house shiny Pidgey. First one ever. So that's awesome and hype. So that's 35 shinies in one day. So yeah, things were fun. Local community. And I appreciate everyone joining us today. Our views were up so much from last episode. I really appreciate all of you listening. We take feedback very seriously. Actually, should have mentioned, because we do listen to our people on Twitter. Chris Berg is a patron of mine, and he mentioned that, you know, don't forget to mention your Patreons. And I've never really known how to be the best person for my Patreons, and I'm going to do and work a lot harder towards that. So thank you for the reminder, Chris. Shout out to my Patreons. And Forsaken King on Twitter said we should highlight a content creator. And well, I want to talk about Maddie F. Baby. He said up and comer. Maddie F. Baby is not an up and comer. He's here, but the work that he's been putting in season two has been very impressive, going 5-1 in North Carolina last month. Maddie F. Baby went 6-2 in Orlando, and I look forward to watching his journey and watching his content on the Maddie F. Baby YouTube channel. So shout out to him. And that means you should all subscribe to PvP. I'm live, just battle me. Surprise my team of three. My guy, that was GG. Cheer, cheer.